Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Conversations Live, where we bring you the best in music, books, entertainment, and current events. When the movers and shakers of the world have something to say to you, they say it to us. Now, here is your host, Cyrus Webb.
And welcome back, everyone, to Conversations Live. I'm your host, Cyrus Webb. Glad you all could join us once again. Whether you're tuning in through Conversations Radio Network, we welcome you. Those joining us on the radio dial in Mississippi at WYAD 94.1 FM, we're glad you all could tune in with us today. As well as those joining us in Atlanta at 106 Live, we're glad you all could be with us as well. Sheila Elias is with us today to talk to us not only about her journey as an artist, but what it's been like for her to be a creative force that's had her work seen around the world. Now, one great thing about Sheila is that she's definitely been able to create work that she believes in, but also has really resonated with people that she's been able to meet and also those who have viewed her work. Her work has gone from the canvas to also being using technology as well. We'll talk to Sheila about that transition, what it's been like for her to see the response to her work, as well as, of course, what is it that keeps her inspired as well. Sheila, hello to you, and welcome to the program.
Thank you. I'm delighted to be here.
Hey, the pleasure is definitely all mine, Sheila. When I was prepping for your segment, you know, one of the things that I love about you is that you are a person who is definitely inspired by the world around you. I mean, what has it been like for you to see the way that you've been able to have people around the world enjoy your work?
It's been very exciting. In fact, last year when I showed at Art Basel Hong Kong, I didn't show. An art dealer exhibited my work there. I also exhibited at the IFC store in Hong Kong. And the young Chinese men and women were so wonderful. They were so excited to meet me. They had a big poster there. And it just was like someone very important had arrived there for them. It was quite thrilling.
Yeah. And it has to be, I know, the journey of artists, and this is why I think you inspire so many people, Sheila. I know for myself growing up with the arts, the view of artists and their work has definitely changed over the years. I think there's a new appreciation for what artists do, not only for their communities, but also for the world. What has that transition been like for you to see the way that people have appreciated your work and been able to share your work as well?
Well, over the years, I have exhibited all over the world, and including once at the Louvre in Paris in the Liberty Exhibition. And so there have been many, many highlights. But there's many, many months when you're working in the studio and you're alone. And I never felt alone because I had my work. I was excited with my work. And as an artist, I worked through all kinds of life experiences because very few people's life runs in one smooth angle. You have people that have passed away in your life or sadness, but also great things. So I've always worked through everything. It didn't matter. And like when I had an exhibition Lowe Art Museum. And when I had that exhibition, I unfortunately had my dear husband passed at that point, and it was like 10 days before he was very ill. I did a lecture, and I had a one-woman show, and I worked through everything no matter what.
Right.
I've always had this passion, and I always say that I feel like the wind is at my back, pushing me through the universe.
Yeah. And you've been able to share that and inspire people along the way as well. I heard you say in an interview a couple of years ago, Sheila, that you were a glass half full kind of individual. Where did that optimism come from, and how have you found it to be able to be very helpful for you in your work?
Well, I always remember as a child, I had never met an artist, actually, when I was a little girl. But my mother would take me to the museums and things, and she was an interior designer. My grandmother was in a dress designer, and my grandfather made men's suits. So there was some artistic background in the family. We always had posters and prints of Leger and different people in the house. And I always loved art. So when I was 8 years old, we had been at the Art Institute of Chicago. And when we walked in, I saw a Matisse. And when I saw it, I actually remember the moment that my heart like took an extra beat. And I said to my mother, I want to come here every day. I want to quit school. And she says, you're 8 years old, you can't quit school, but you can come every Saturday and all summer. And as a little girl, I would take the L down to the Art Institute of Chicago and all by myself, a little tiny girl, and take my art lessons and take the L and go home. And it was a total passion for me, actually, since I'm 8 years old. So is that inherited? Is in your DNA? I don't know whether being exposed to museums. See, I believe that the children in the schools, the worst thing that they can do is take art out of the schools. Music,
right.
Art, drama, they must leave that in the schools. It's very important for the children.
Right. I totally agree with you. And I think the thing is, I remember for myself the role that art played in my life, Sheila. I totally agree with you as well. And I think it definitely does so much in helping us to not only interact with each other, but also to allow our own creativity to come out and to flourish. I want to say for those who are just tuning in, either on the radio side or online, you're listening to Conversations Live. We're excited to welcome Sheila Elias to our program today. She's an artist that's had her work viewed around the world. And Sheila, you have been able to use different forms of art to be able to share with the world. I mentioned, of course, your work has been, of course, on paper, on canvas, but also you've been able to use technology as well. Talk to us about that, what it's been like for you to use, I mean, especially your iPad, to be able to share
digital
work.
Well, the iPad, this was very serendipitous.
Yeah.
I've never been a person particularly interested in, like people would talk about printing and how they did it. I want to look at the finished product, to be honest. I don't want to exactly know how you got it together. But I was going to New York quite a bit, and I used to have a studio in New York, and I didn't have one at this point. So I was carrying art supplies up and back on the airplane. It became inconvenient. So I bought an iPad, and I saw they had some apps for painting. So I started to paint on the iPad, and then I printed them. I had a small printer in the studio, and I started printing, and they looked pretty good to me. So all of a sudden, I'm printing on the iPad, and I cannot figure out how to delete certain areas. I wanted to change certain things. So I'm in Aventura, Florida, and I go to the Apple store, and I said to the young man there, could you please tell me how to delete this section? He goes, what's this? I said, it's a painting. Then he swipes the finger to the next painting. He goes, I've never seen anything like this. And then he calls over all the young blue shirts, you know, to look at it. It was very cute. He said to me, you have to show at the Apple store here. I said to him, no, I'm not showing it at an Apple store. I've showed it at the Louvre. I'm not, you know, and he was laughing. So I said, no, really, I don't know anything. I can't advise people of technology. I don't know technology. So he called me 5 times. I finally showed at the Apple store, and it was quite fun. I showed people how I painted on the iPad, and digitally I really didn't have to do anything more. Then they called Lincoln Center, New York. I flew to New York and showed at Lincoln Center. Then I had a show in New York in Soho at the same time at a gallery. And then that turned out to be Santa Monica, Chicago. It just blossomed. And then I wound up showing at Hong Kong Art Basel. An art dealer from Chicago exhibited me there. And at the same time, I showed at the Hong Kong Apple store. So it's been quite an interesting journey from really not pursuing it in that direction.
Right.
I always have my own mental images, so I can see things all the time.
And I think that is part of the beauty of it. I mentioned to you before the segment began, Sheila, that we have to talk about courage, because we live in a world, unfortunately, that one of the reasons why I believe people are not being able to be authentic is because they feel as though they have to be the next X, Y, or Z. How have you found the courage to just be the best of yourself?
You know, that's an interesting question. And I think that I've always been rather courageous for a small, petite woman. I've always been followed my own drummer. And I think really the truth is, I think my mother and my grandmother were like that. So I come from strong women. And also, I feel in a way that I've had some mentors. I had a very good mentor in New York years ago Alex Rosenberg Art Gallery. I was the youngest artist he ever took on. He had Henry Moore. He had some very important people. And he took me on, a young artist, and that was the one that got me to exhibit in the Louvre because someone saw my work at his gallery. I've had other people, collectors, and encouragement from other people. And I think even though you don't admit it, it's wonderful to have encouragement. And I've never followed, like if everybody's doing printing. I'm not doing printing. I'm doing what my road is. I feel like I go down different avenues, examine them all, paint through them, do a series. I came out from Africa about a year and a half ago. I went to Africa, and when I came home, I started doing these paintings. They just flowed out of me. I did like 12 paintings. And then I called up a mentor, this Silvana Facchini. She lives part-time in Europe and part-time in Miami. And she has an art gallery here. And I said to her, Silvana, please come over and look at this work. I want you to see it. And she gave me an exhibition with it. And this year I'm having an exhibition with her with only iPad pieces. And I'm doing them. I've already, they're finished. The show is, I didn't put it up yet, but it's November 10th. So I'm canvas, paper, and a whole installation all done on the iPad, every single thing.
Wow.
And I'm very excited about it. And I call it iPad, E-Y-E, pad, like eyes.
Right. Yeah.
So I'm excited with this show, very excited, especially the installation, because I've never done an iPad installation before.
Well, that's going to be great. Do you see yourself as an innovator in any way, Sheila?
I don't realize it, but when, like, I'm finished with something, I'm always surprised in a way. the Fort Lauderdale Museum, NSU, the college there in Fort Lauderdale, they gave me an exhibition at their library a couple of years ago, and I always wanted to have a book. And so I approached a critic that I knew in Los Angeles, and he said, I'd be glad to write this book about your I followed you for many, many years, and I'd be glad to write this book. And so he said, but I can't write the book alone. I need somebody else. He says, who would you like to also write the book with me? So I figured you can always aim high. You could always go down. So I said, well, there's a Fulbright scholar that I know of in New York named Robert C. Morgan. He says, I know him. I'll call him. Sure enough, he calls him, and the guy said, yes, I followed her work. I'll do it. So they wrote this book, the two of them, with an insert from a curator from the Lowe Museum at that time, Denise Gerson, and I called the book Somewhere Anywhere. And the book is published. It's on Amazon. It's at Books and Books in Miami, and I didn't think that it was ever going to get published because I don't self-publish. So I said to the people at NSU, I said, I have this book that's been written and they're just finishing it. Maybe you'd like this in conjunction with the exhibition. They go, not only that, we'll publish it. So I said, you publish it and I give half the money to your charity, for the children in need. So I got the book published, and now
amazing.
I really didn't work that hard to get the book published. It was just serendipitous, as I say. Sometimes
right.
I think you have to have an angel on your shoulder and have the goods to go, and I always believe things are going to happen.
Right. And Sheila, not only that, you believed in your gift that you were given. I think that is another important thing. I think we live in a world, too, where sometimes we're almost made to feel as though we're not supposed to believe it ourselves, which is really weird.
Yes.
But you have been given something special, and you have been able to share it. I mentioned that an interview that I watched of you a couple years ago, that, of course, thanks to YouTube, what part of what you were doing in that particular interview that you discussed that I also thought was fascinating, which is why I asked you about being an innovator, was you talked about if you see something, you take pictures of it. One of the things that you were very fascinated with at that time were mannequins. And you
love
the
idea, yes,
of course, of the
possessions,
shadows.
I call that.
Right.
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah, exactly. So do you think that's one of the keys for artists today is to always be aware and always be conscious of the world around them?
I actually really believe that I'm always on visual overload. When I walk into someone's house, I see everything. And if I see something that should really be rearranged, I never say a word, but I rearrange the whole room in my mind. So it's very funny. I once had a relative, I walked in and I saw, oh, they said, would you mind helping us rearrange the furniture? In 2 seconds, I was so excited they asked me, you know, because I really do, I am a very visual person. And when I walk on the street, I see shapes in the sidewalk, shapes in the concrete, and in everything. Always in the sky, of course. So I don't think you can, if you're, like, say, open to the world, I think it's a very easy thing to be open. Right. People close down. I don't know why.
That's true. This is true. And I think, too, going back to your optimism, Sheila, it is something that is contagious. I've seen people talk about you and what you have done in encouraging them. And I think, too, you know, whether we're talking about art or just life, just the idea that you are able to show people by example what is possible. How does that feel for you to know that your work continues to speak for you even after you leave a particular city, a country, or space?
Well, I think one of the highlights that I've had in my life in that respect is I also minored in art therapy and psychology. So for 2 years, I ran a federal grant program at a school for exceptional children. And these poor children could never exist in our world. So they had to have, they were so challenged. But in the art world, they couldn't do any wrong. They were so excited that they could do something that they could achieve. And whether it was the best art or a modest, they were able to actually execute their feelings. And because I work with therapists, too, on this. And that, to me, shows that art can communicate on many, many levels. And for many ages, you know, you go to the senior homes and they're doing arts and crafts, and these people are really enjoying themselves. So I think at any age, we must expose our children to art shows, to museums, to outdoor sculpture. And to me, that's where it gets started, is with the children.
For sure. For sure, and I think that you're exactly right. The younger we're able to start, just as you were able to garner that appreciation early on, Sheila, I think that is one of the big things for all of us to remember, and that's why the arts are definitely so important. Again, everyone, we've been speaking today with Sheila Elias. We're talking with her not only about her journey as an artist, but also as an individual who's been able to really appreciate the world around her and also, I think, appreciate life in general. She's been able to show that through her work and also in the way she's been able to see the life. As I mentioned, you know, she's been able to look at the world as a glass half full, and that appreciation is definitely a great thing. Sheila, do you find yourself still excited about what's next? Do you find yourself waking up excited about what might happen that day?
Well, this is like I just said, November 10th is my next exhibition, and that to have that where I'm going to do this installation that I've never done anything like this before. This particular, I've done installations many over the years, but this is new, so it's always, I don't know, it's just exciting. And of course, it's always a little, you know, I get up in the morning thinking, well, now I have to make sure that this is right and this is hanging in the right location. And, this, you know, I have to, I'm thinking the whole thing through, and I'm very much looking forward to having it executed. And I can't put it together till like about 5-6 days before the gallery opens. I can't do it prior to that. It has to be installed a certain number of days prior to that because, you know, the gallery situation. So, yes, I'm always looking forward to something. And then once in a while you'll say, oh, well, there's no new news, but, you know, I'm sketching, I'm drawing, and all of a sudden something comes to fruition that you didn't even expect. It's like discovering new things all the time. I was also excited last year with there was an Venezuelan woman, Laura Furek, who followed me around to my three shows during Basel. And she did a video. It's actually on my site. But it was very exciting because I've had videos, but never one as good as this. And because she's a filmmaker. And so that was very thrilling to see her follow me through my exhibitions during Art Basel. And this year, we'll see what happens. I have a few group shows, and then the solo one, which is all the iPad. And the group shows, one is called Faces, and it's at the Sagamore Hotel, and it's all faces, I guess, because he took two portraits I had done, large 6-foot portraits I had done of nobody. I mean, they're just my imagination. And
sure.
So I'll be in that show. And then there's a couple of other things that I'm going to be in. So that should be fun. And Art Basel is always exciting in Miami. There's no question about it.
Right. You mentioned your website. I should say that website is www.SheilaElias.com. And Elias is E-L-I-A-S. So SheilaElias.com, you all can go there. Watch the great video that you heard Sheila mention. Sheila, the last question I want to ask you, and I think, you know, for anyone out there in the creative community, I hope they will consider this for themselves because, you know, we all have heard that famous quote, you know, what's in a name? When people hear the name Sheila Elias or when they see a painting by Sheila Elias, what do you want them to think of the artist?
Joie de vie, enjoyment of life, the glass half full, and that's the title of that video. And I really believe that I want to give something to the world, and maybe a visual language that has hopefully not been spoken before.
That's beautiful. That's beautiful. Thank you so much for that, Sheila. Again, everyone, Sheila Elias has been our guest. Great conversation with you, Sheila. Thank you so much for stopping by. And it goes without saying, you're welcome back here anytime.
Well, thank you very much. I'll look forward to it.
All right. Very nice talking
to you.
Oh, same here, Sheila. And we do invite you all to visit Sheila's website. Again, it's www.SheilaElias.com. You can see a lot of her great work on there, including her iPad series, and then, of course, the great video that you heard her mention, and her events as well are all listed on her website at SheilaElias.com. I think a great inspiration for all of us, no matter who we are or what our own creativity might be. Sheila's a great example as to why we should always be able to walk in our purpose, pursue our passion, and to do things that are definitely exciting for us, and it can definitely benefit others as well. If you all came in late, you missed part of the conversation with Sheila, don't worry. Thanks to our online friends, you all can catch the replay right after we go off the air. The link is already available through our social media site. So head over to facebook.com/CyrusWeb or go to twitter.com/CyrusWeb. You can click on the link there, listen to the show completely for free, and share it with your friends from there. Until next time, I'm your host, Cyrus Webb, saying as always, enjoy your day, enjoy your life, enjoy your world. Make sure you take out time to enjoy some good music as well as a great book. Thank you all for choosing Conversations Live today. You all make it a great one.